You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is Friday, January 30th, 2026. I hope you're doing well. I'm doing okay. I've been very, very busy, unfortunately. So that's why I took last week off, and I apologize for that. I've gotten a couple of emails asking me why I wasn't on last week. So that's why. faggots have life, you know. We have things to do sometimes, you know. As always, you are invited to join my free Discord. The link's on the website. The Hierarchy Discord has many different things, training modules to, and like different rooms to explore various aspects of your purpose, either as an alpha or as a faggot. There's ways to connect. There's Fag B&B if you want to take advantage of that as well. So there's all sorts of things to do on there, so I suggest you join. It's free, all right? Today I wanted to talk about a pretty important story, honestly. And I wrote about it. There's been some developments I'm going to kind of talk about here that I haven't published just yet. It's going to happen right after this podcast, so you'll be able to read about it in black and white as well, digital black and white. And it involves a faggot named Felipe. Now, if you've been reading the website, you'll know Felipe a little bit because I did publish this first part of this story a few days ago. Felipe came to me about his straight alpha friend named Vinicius. These names, you know, and these names have been changed, by the way. But his friend Vinicius, they've been friends for a very long time. In fact, like 20 years. And so Vinicius has a son, a young son, who was practically raised by Felipe together with Master Vinicius. And Felipe, even though he was gay and a faggot, but not out, okay, Felipe was very close to Vinicius' son, and so much so that Vinicius' son, who turns out to be Alpha, confided in Felipe that he was fucking fags, in addition to females. And mind you, he's very young, so confided him to Felipe about this, and Felipe was pretty concerned, and so Felipe came and talked to me about this. And I thought, he was pretty young, and honestly, alphas need certain kinds of training and encouragement. They're going to get it from somewhere. And that was part of my concern, too, is like, where is this coming from, you know? Felipe was wanting to know what he should do, and I suggested to Felipe that he talk to his alpha friend, Vinicius, about this. And so he did. And Vinicius was not very happy that, first of all, that Felipe was having this conversation with his son, but also that he had talked to me about this, because at the same time that he was telling Vinicius about his what was going on with his son, he also told Vinicius that he's a faggot, and he showed Vinicius the website. And Vinicius was not very happy about all of that. But I think the most concerning thing for Vinicius was that Felipe had talked to me, and I had published it publicly, you know, and so that upset him a lot, and he felt betrayed. But Vinicius went and found out that when he went and talked to his son, and his son admitted what was going on and explained to him that he learned about it from a slightly older alpha, a couple of years older than him, who lives in their apartment complex. And so Vinicius went to the father of this young alpha in the apartment complex. And this father's name is Flavio. And Flavio is also an alpha. And when the two alphas talked, Vinicius and Flavio, it told him that he had been fucking fags most of his life, and that he taught his son the purpose of fags, and that he should be, even though his son is straight, that he should be using fags too. And so the son of Flavio, Master Flavio, taught Vinicius's son about faggots. So that's where the mentorship came from. So it was kind of this kind of odd happenstance, you know, in this apartment complex where these four alphas all live together and were affecting each other's lives. So Vinicius came to me after he read the story on the website, and he was very angry, very, very angry. And I think that he was ready to discard Felipe altogether. And I talked to Vinicius about this situation, and I mean, I'm not saying I have any kind of special powers. I don't have any at all. But, like, I just reasoned with him that Felipe didn't know what he was doing, and he really cares for both him and his son, and he was doing it out of concern, and that was it. And I think Vinicius accepted that, and, well, I know he did. And I reasoned with Vinicius about alphahood and his own life as an alpha. And Vinicius is very straight, and he's not interested in, you know, using faggots sexually or anything like that. But he told me that he said that he had never considered his alphahood before, and the things I was saying matched what he was experiencing in his life, his whole life. And he said, in fact, he said that when looking back now, he sees why certain things happened in his life. And this is an important realization, because a lot of times straight alphas, you know, don't, things happen for them or to them, and they don't really understand why they get these advantages. They just think it's just how things are supposed to happen. But when looked at, when you help an alpha, a straight alpha, look back on their life hierarchically, they start to realize that it's not just accidental or just blind luck or anything like that. It's actually a purpose, a product of their alphahood. And they suddenly realize in that moment, there's kind of a sudden, moment of realization where they realize that, oh my gosh, my life is blessed. I am alpha, you know. And in that moment, they come to embrace a new kind of power that they had been sort of neglecting, right? And I love this part of teaching alphas, particularly because opening up the eyes of an alpha to his actual purpose is so important and so profound when they realize what they actually are, how important they are. And Vinicius was a particularly powerful case of this. So Master Vinicius, I should say. I'm not using the word master, even though I wanted to. But Master Vinicius accepted his alphahood, and he accepted that Felipe was actually his faggot. And so now he is allowing Felipe back into his life, but as his faggot and not necessarily his friend, which is something I warned Felipe about when I told him that if he was going to go talk to Master Vinicius about this, that things were going to change between them, because once a straight alpha realizes that his friend is actually a faggot, there's no way for him to look at that friend the same way, you know. It has changed for sure. And Master Vinicius has been putting Felipe through some tests. He had him detail his car, take care of several expensive things on his car, repairs, etc. And he's actually kind of forcing Felipe to submit as a form of punishment, pretty much. It's important for Felipe. Not the fact that Felipe didn't realize he was a faggot or needed to be submitted at all, but Felipe needs to understand that that his friend is not his friend anymore. His friend is now his master, and so that part of their relationship is over and changed into something new, which is fine, you know. But I just think it's a very powerful example of what is actually possible, you know. I have advocated a lot on the website when people ask me, how do I find a straight alpha? Well, one way you find a straight alpha is you look around at the alphas in your life and begin to submit to them, you know, or talk to them and reveal the fact that you want to worship them and serve them, which is what Felipe did here. And we have to be prepared for this change, you know. They're not your friend anymore if they accept this, you know. So I think that this experience, though, when people, you know, they oftentimes think that, like, when I say go find an alpha in your personal life to submit to, they think I'm being ridiculous. But here's an example of it working. It does work, okay, if you're brave enough and if you're willing to sacrifice the friendship in order to for you both to be fulfilled. And I say both because Master Vinicius, because of Felipe's actions, Master Vinicius, his eyes have been opened. So even though Felipe may not, my advice also, may not have been the best advice in the moment, in the long term, was the perfect thing to do. And this is how a faggot can help a straight alpha in the most profound way. It's so important for faggots to do this kind of work, because these straight alphas will live their life without understanding the full scope of their life and what is actually owed to them and due to them by life. It's only because of an action of a faggot that a straight alpha will realize this about himself. You know, he doesn't learn this kind of thing from women. So it's only through the worship of a faggot and the devotion of a faggot that a straight alpha truly becomes a king, truly elevates and becomes something new. So we have to remember that, and we have to try our best to be submissive to straight alphas. Try to break down their barriers of understanding and help them to accept the truth about themselves. If more faggots did this for straight alphas, the world would become a different place, because more of these straight alphas would take their alphahood more seriously. You know, in the case of Master Venetius, he has a son who is an alpha, a growing alpha, and he can't just let his son just not have mentorship or guidance, you know. And unfortunately, you know, he learned it from a neighbor kid who was also alpha, but one way or the other, he learned it because he's alpha. And so when alphas learn truth from another alpha, they recognize that truth. And so Master Venetius's son learned the truth from another alpha, and he needs to understand that his father is also an alpha, and that he can come to his father and ask questions, or trust that his father understands his needs. So so it's kind of an exciting time, honestly. This story is pretty important because it teaches a lot of truth about alphas, and really highlights how alphas work with each other, speak a language that really only they understand. Well, they understand, and one little faggot named Sam from Hierarchy University understands it as well. So, but that's because I study it. I do congratulate Felipe, and I thank him very much for being honest and brutally honest in some respects. So I appreciate him for sharing it with me in the beginning. And I appreciate Master Venetius for continuing to be constructive in talking to me and giving me his permission and blessing to be able to talk about it on this podcast. So I'm hoping to hear something from Master Flavio before too long too. So but this is a kind of developing story, so I'm sort of picking the parts of it that I can really talk about. I do encourage you to read it on the website, though, because that'll have all the information in much more concise and understandable form. So I tried my best on the podcast. Anyway, again, I encourage you to go onto the Discord, where there's lots of discussion about these stories and more, and you can be a part of a community that understands you and accepts you, and a place where you can participate. So anyway, that's all I've got. I hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Okay, love ya. Bye.